Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus of Lyon. Book 2, Chapter 31. Recapitulation and Application of the Foregoing Arguments. Those, then, who are of the school of Valentinus being overthrown, the whole multitude of heretics are, in fact, also subverted. For all the arguments I have advanced against their Pleroma, and with respect to those things which are beyond it, showing how the Father of all is shut up and circumscribed by that which is beyond him, if indeed there be anything beyond him, and how there is an absolute necessity in their theory to conceive of many fathers and many pleromas and many creations of worlds, beginning with one set and ending with another, as existing on every side, and that all the beings referred to continue in their own domains, and do not curiously intermeddle with others, since indeed no common interest nor any fellowship exists between them, and that there is no other God of all, but that that name belongs only to the Almighty. All these arguments, I say, will in like manner apply against those who are of the school of Marcion, and Simon, and Meander, and whatever others there may be who, like them, cut off that creation with which we are connected from the Father. The arguments, again, which I have employed against those who maintain that the Father of all, no doubt, contains all things, but that the creation to which we belong was not formed by him, but by a certain other power, or by angels having no knowledge of the Propator, who is surrounded as a center by the immense extent of the universe, just as a stain is by the surrounding cloak. When I showed that it is not a probable supposition that any other being than the Father of all formed that creation to which we belong, these same arguments will apply against the followers of Saturninus, Basilides, Carpocrates, and the rest of the Gnostics, who express similar opinions. Those statements, again, which have been made with respect to the emanations, and the eons, and the supposed state of degeneracy, and the inconstant character of their mother, equally overthrow Basilides and all who are falsely styled Gnostics, who do, in fact, just repeat the same views under different names, but do, to a greater extent than the former, transfer those things which lie outside of the system to the system of their own doctrine. And the remarks I have made respecting numbers will also apply against all those who misappropriate things belonging to the truth for support of a system of this kind. And all that has been said respecting the Creator, the Demiurge, to show that he alone is God and Father of all, and whatever remarks may yet be made in the following books, I apply against the heretics at large. The more moderate and reasonable among them, thou wilt convert and convince, so as to lead them no longer to blaspheme the Creator, and their Creator, and Maker, and Sustainer, and Lord, nor to ascribe his origin to defect and ignorance. But the fierce, terrible, and irrational among them, thou wilt drive far from thee, that you may no longer have to endure their idle loquaciousness. Moreover, those also will be thus confuted who belong to Simon and Carpocrates, and if there be any others who are said to perform miracles, who do not perform what they do either through the power of God, or in connection with the truth, nor for the well-being of men, but for the sake of destroying and misleading mankind by means of magical deceptions, and with universal deceit, thus entailing greater harm than good on those who believe them, with respect to the point on which they lead them astray. For they can neither confer sight on the blind, nor hearing on the deaf, nor chase away all sorts of demons. None, indeed, except those that are sent into others by themselves, if they can even do so much as this. Nor can they cure the weak, nor the lame, nor the paralytic, nor those who are distressed in any other part of the body, as has often been done in regard to bodily infirmity. Nor can they furnish effective remedies for those external accidents which may occur. And so far are they from being able to raise the dead as the Lord raised them, and the apostles did by means of prayer, and has been frequently done in the brotherhood for reasons of some necessity, the entire church in that particular locality entreating the boon with much fasting and prayer, the spirit of the dead man has returned, and he has been bestowed in answer to the prayers of the saints. They do not even believe this can possibly be done, and hold that resurrection from the dead is simply an acquaintance with that truth which they proclaim. Since, therefore, there exist among them error and misleading influences, and magical illusions are impiously wrought in the sight of men, but in the church, sympathy and compassion and steadfastness and truth for the aid and encouragement of mankind are not only displayed without fee or reward, but we ourselves lay out for the benefit of others our own means. And inasmuch as those who are cured very frequently do not possess the things which they require, they receive them from us. Since such is the case, these men are in this way undoubtedly proved to be utter aliens from the divine nature, the beneficence of God, and all spiritual excellence. But they are altogether full of deceit of every kind, apostate inspiration, demoniacal working, and the phantasms of idolatry, and are in reality the predecessors of that dragon who, by means of a deception of the same kind, will with his tail cause a third part of the stars to fall from their place, and will cast them down to the earth. It behooves us to flee from them as we would from him, and the greater the display with which they are said to perform their marvels, the more carefully should we watch them, as having been endowed with a greater spirit of wickedness. If anyone will consider the prophecy referred to, and the daily practices of these men, he will find that their manner of acting is one and the same with the demons. Chapter 32. Further Exposure of the Wicked and Blasphemous Doctrines of the Heretics. Moreover, this impious opinion of theirs with respect to actions, namely that it is incumbent on them to have experience of all kinds of deeds, even the most abominable, is refuted by the teaching of the Lord, with whom not only is the adulterer rejected, but also the man who desires to commit adultery. And not only is the actual murderer held guilty of having killed another to his own damnation, but the man also who is angry with his brother without a cause, who commanded his disciples not only not to hate men, but also to love their enemies, and enjoined them not only not to swear falsely, but not even to swear at all, and not only not to speak evil of their neighbors, but not even to style anyone raca and fool, declaring that otherwise they were in danger of hellfire, and not only not to strike, but even when themselves struck, to present the other cheek to those that maltreated them, and not only not to refuse to give up the property of others, but even if their own were taken away, not to demand it back again from those that took it, and not only not to injure their neighbors, nor to do them any evil, but also, when themselves wickedly dealt with, to be long-suffering, and to show kindness towards those that injured them, and to pray for them, that by means of repentance they might be saved. So that we should in no respect imitate the arrogance, lust, and pride of others. Since, therefore, he whom these men boast of as their master, and of whom they affirm that he had a soul greatly better and more highly toned than others, did indeed with much earnestness command certain things to be done as being good and excellent, and certain things to be abstained from not only in their actual perpetration, but even in the thoughts which lead to their performance, as being wicked, pernicious, and abominable. How, then, can they escape being put to confusion, when they affirm that such a master was more highly toned in spirit and better than others, and yet they manifestly give instruction of a kind utterly opposed to his teaching? And again, If there were really no such thing as good and evil, but in human opinion only, certain things were deemed righteous and certain others unrighteous, he would never have expressed himself thus in his teaching. The righteous shall shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father, but he shall send the unrighteous and those who do not the works of righteousness into everlasting fire, where their worm shall not die and their fire shall not be quenched. When they further maintain that it is incumbent upon them to have experience of every kind of work and conduct, so that, if it be possible, accomplishing all during one manifestation in this life, they may at once pass over to the state of perfection, they are, by no chance, found striving to do those things which wait upon virtue, and are laborious, glorious, and skillful, which also are approved universally as being good. For if it be necessary to go through every work and every kind of operation, they ought in the first place to learn all the arts. All of them, I say, whether referring to theory or practice, whether they be acquired by self-denial or are mastered through means of labor, exercise, and perseverance. As, for example, every kind of music, arithmetic, geometry, astronomy, and all such as are occupied with intellectual pursuits. Then again, the whole study of medicine and the knowledge of plants, so as to become acquainted with those which are prepared for the health of man. The art of painting and sculpture, brass and marble work, and the kindred arts. Moreover, they have to study every kind of country labor, the veterinary art, pastoral occupations, the various kinds of skilled labor, which are said to pervade the whole circle of human exertion. Those again connected with a maritime life, gymnastic exercises, hunting, military and kingly pursuits, and as many others as may exist, of which, with the utmost labor, they could not learn the tenth or even the thousandth part in the whole course of their lives. The fact indeed is that they endeavor to learn none of these, although they maintain that it is incumbent on them to have experience of every kind of work. But turning aside to voluptuousness and lust and abominable actions, they stand self-condemned when they are tried by their own doctrine. For since they are destitute of all those virtues which have been mentioned, they will of necessity pass into the destruction of fire. These men, while they boast of Jesus as being their master, do in fact emulate the philosophy of Epicurus and the indifference of the Cynics, calling Jesus their master, who not only turned his disciples away from evil deeds, but even from wicked words and thoughts, as I have already shown. Again, while they assert that they possess souls from the same sphere as Jesus, and that they are like to him, sometimes even maintaining that they are superior, while they affirm that they were produced like him for the performance of works tending to the benefit and establishment of mankind, they are found doing nothing of the same or a like kind with his actions, nor what can in any respect be brought into comparison with them. And if they have in truth accomplished anything remarkable by means of magic, they strive in this way deceitfully to lead foolish people astray, since they confer no real benefit or blessing on those over whom they declare that they exert supernatural power, but bringing forward mere boys as the subjects on whom they practice, and deceiving their sight, while they exhibit phantasms that instantly cease and do not endure even a moment of time. They are proved to be like, not Jesus our Lord, but Simon the magician. It is certain, too, from the fact that the Lord rose from the dead on the third day and manifested himself to his disciples, and was in their sight received up to heaven, that inasmuch as these men die and do not rise again, nor manifest themselves to any, they are proved as possessing souls in no respect similar to that of Jesus. If, however, they maintain that the Lord too performed such works simply in appearance, we shall refer them to the prophetical writings, and prove from these both that all things were thus predicted regarding him, and did take place undoubtedly, and that he is the only Son of God. Wherefore also those who are in truth his disciples, receiving grace from him, do in his name perform miracles, so as to promote the welfare of other men, according to the gift which each one has received from him. For some do certainly and truly drive out devils, so that those who have thus been cleansed from evil spirits frequently both believe in Christ and join themselves to the church. Others have foreknowledge of things to come. They see visions and utter prophetic expressions. Others still heal the sick by laying their hands upon them, and they are made whole. Yea, moreover, as I have said, the dead have even been raised up, and remained among us for many years. And what shall I more say? It is not possible to name the number of the gifts which the church throughout the whole world has received from God in the name of Jesus Christ, who was crucified under Pontius Pilate, and which she exerts day by day for the benefit of the Gentiles, neither practicing deception upon any, nor taking any reward from them on account of such miraculous interpositions. For as she has received freely from God, freely also does she minister. Nor does she perform anything by means of angelic invocations, or by incantations, or by any other wicked, curious art, but directing her prayers to the Lord who made all things, in a pure, sincere, and straightforward spirit, and calling upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, she has been accustomed to work miracles for the advantage of mankind, and not to lead them into error. If, therefore, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ even now confers benefits and cures thoroughly and effectively all who anywhere believe in him, but not that of Simon, or Menander, or Carpocrates, or the name of any other man whatever, it is manifest that when he was made man, he held fellowship with his own creation, and did all things truly through the power of God, according to the will of the Father of all, as the prophets had foretold. But what these things were shall be described in dealing with the proofs to be found in the prophetical writings. End of chapter 32.